Here we go, live from the No Panic Zone. This is Studio G. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Thursday, April the 2nd, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, some people just cannot figure it out. And on the beaches of Cape Cod, they're out playing in the sand. Just wait until the weather turns nicer because the crowds will get bigger. You can't teach some people. Number two, newsflash. Your smartphone is Big Brother. That probably isn't much of a surprise to you, but are you willing to give up your number to an app if it keeps you away from people who have tested positive? I need that answer. And number one, there was one senator who knew exactly what the Chinese were doing regarding the Wuhan pandemic. They were lying. Why? It's what communists do, of course. They've been on their 100-year plan to world dominance since 1949, and it looks like they're closer to pulling it off than ever before. Here at home, it's getting grim, but we will prevail. That's why you come to the No Panic Zone. We will have real conversations, straightforward conversations. I'm going to tell it to you straight, and we're going to roll up our sleeves and go to work together. Is it a deal? Good. That's what we're going to do. Senator Tom Cotton. Senator Tom Cotton knew for a long time that the Chinese weren't telling the truth. In fact, he was on it as early as January the 22nd, 5 days after the World Health Organization told the world it was not contagious, and one day after an American had tested positive in the state of Washington, Tom Cotton said, no, wait a second, something's wrong. He's not a doctor. He is a U.S. military veteran, and he went to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, encouraging the Trump administration to consider banning travel between China and the United States. They did so 9 days later. He was warning that the communist regime was covering up how dangerous the disease really was. And when asked about it, he said, all I had to do was look. He first spoke to the president about this on the 29th of January. And at that time, he said, Mr. President, we have to stop flights coming in from China. That happened 2 days after Tom Cotton spoke to the president. And what actually tipped the senator off? Why was he first and loudest in Congress? He said, because I was watching. Two things struck me about the China response, he says. First, their deceit. Their deceit. Their dishonesty going back to early December. And second, the extreme draconian measures they were taking to lock down the country. By the third week of January, they had more than 75 million people on lockdown. At the same time, on this program, I was saying the same thing. And I said it repeatedly. Two things I said. Number one, either we don't know what's really going on and we're not being told the truth about this illness, about this virus, or it's the greatest exaggeration of all time. One of two things. And Cotton said, you know, all the schools had been shut down. Hong Kong had banned flights from the mainland. Front doors of people's homes were being welded shut. Others being dragged off and taken into security if they tested positive. He said it was pretty obvious. This was much more serious than they were saying. And then the president did cancel flights on the 31st of January. But if the Chinese had told the truth from the beginning, we wouldn't be where we are today, but I commend Senator Tom Cotton for ringing the alarm bell loud and often and early. It may have saved people's lives. Right now, we're seeing numbers that seem to show some encouragement in places like California and Washington. Michigan's number is still going up fast. The death toll in America overnight went to above 5,000. Those are concerning numbers. But in New York, the projections from just 6 days ago that there would be 50,000 New York State residents hospitalized has not materialized. There are 12,500, give or take, that are hospitalized in New York, just over 3,000 in intensive care. Numbers far smaller, and that was for April the 1st, far smaller than the numbers that were predicted for the state just 6 days previous. They had predicted 50,000 hospitalizations. They are off by four times. Pretty significant. Meanwhile, the president encouraging America and the president saying that we are building hospitals faster than we ever have in this country. That part's true. It's bite two with the president from yesterday's briefing. Let's take a listen.
Look, we're helping governors. We're really here to help governors. They're the front line of attack. And that includes in purchasing, by the way. We're here and we're backing them up. And there's never been a backup like we've given them. We've given them billions of dollars worth of things, medical supplies and ventilators, thousands and thousands of ventilators. We have thousands under construction right now. We have thousands ready to go in case they need it. There's never been anything like this. I mean, they've done really the people. Have done incredibly. We're building hospitals all over the country. We're building hospitals right now at a rate that has never even been contemplated before. They're mobile hospitals, but they're really not mobile. I mean, they're incredible structures. But we're building many hospitals, Louisiana, New Jersey, New York. We just finished a massive hospital complex. And we also have medical centers built in New York. I mean, we're building hospitals at the rate that this country has never done before. And hopefully it's all going to work out.
Hopefully it is all going to work out. Hopefully we can blunt the spread of the COVID-19 virus. In New York, the number over 83,000 hospitalized throughout the state now. 12,200 plus patients in hospital, 3,022 in ICU beds. The second state in the worst condition, 18,000 cases in New Jersey, but that's a distant second to New York. Michigan, I believe, has moved into third place with the number of cases in Michigan at about 8,000 now. The question is, can it be blunted? Is the social distancing working? And it appears that it might be, based on the numbers we're seeing. You look at what happened in California and Washington State. You go back 2 or 3 weeks, those states had the most cases. Now they've slipped way down the list. That's good news for California. That's good news for the state of Washington. It's good news for America. All these positive signs are good news for America. And the point that I'm making here is it's not going to be easy. We're going to have some difficult days ahead here. It's going to be dark. It's going to be stark. It's going to be rough. It's going to be emotional. Very good chance that you'll know somebody that dies from this disease. Possible you'll know somebody that dies from this disease. But I still feel optimistic that we're in a position that we don't have to see 100,000 people die. Maybe we will, but I'm not willing to give into that yet. I'm willing to continue the social distancing for another couple of weeks because I believe it works. I believe it works. And I think that we're only into this far enough now to start to see the results. In Michigan, where I live, this began last Monday, so we've been at it about 10 days. We need to see where we are at 14 days and what the numbers are at 20 days. Then we can make some real decisions. The governor of Michigan is asking for a 70-day extension on the state of emergency. The Republicans don't think that the Democrat, Gretchen Whitmer, needs 70 more days. Premature, they say. We'll see what happens. Other states are extending stay-at-home orders and such. We'll keep an eye on it, but we will remain optimistic. That's why it's the No Panic Zone. You're on the Steve Rivers Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.